Clean Bandit, Julia Michaels, I Miss You on KMFM Thursday night. The 24-hour countdown to the weekend is on. We're on Snapchat and Twitter this evening over at KMFM Official. Keep sending me your Thursday night views. And George Ezra is back. He's got a huge new single called Paradise alongside an album called Staying at Tamara's. And George is on the show tonight. So is it good to finally be able to announce it? Because it's been a while.
It is. Sorry, I thought you were about to go, is it good?
Is it good?
That's one way of
being honest.
It's brilliant, and it feels amazing to be able to just announce. I mean, the single's up, and the album's now. What I always forget as well is that the record's going up for pre-order. So in the meantime, you know, between now and then, people can kind of commit to it, enjoy the singles, and yeah, it's all cooking, and it feels brilliant that we're finally going with it.
And it's recorded in a load of weird places. First of all, KMFM is based in Kent, so you need to tell me where the Cornflower Shed in Kent is, just so all the big George Ezra fans can do these like little Hollywood tours past this Cornflower Shed. Do you know where that is?
I do indeed. So actually, I recorded the record in Clapham, but it was where I went to write, you know, was all over the place. It was actually in Whitstable. That's on the Kent coast, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. If you saw sea, then I can imagine. Yeah. And then you had a pig farm in Norfolk, a converted cow shed in North Wales.
Yes.
And I read somewhere that you went on a nudist beach. I feel like I need more to that story.
You're on the direction. So the record's called Staying at Tamara's, and it's called that because I knew that I needed to get out of my comfort zone to find, you know, what it was I wanted to write about on the album. And I think I was actually in a point in my life where I needed to kind of take myself away from reality. So I was going to go to Barcelona, and instead of, you know, I could have got a hotel room for the month, or I could have got a flat to myself for the month, but instead I decided to push myself out of my comfort zone and agree to kind of stay in the spare room of a stranger on the internet that was trying to rent a room.
Called Tamara.
She was called Tamara, yeah. So I kind of got there and was convinced it was the worst idea ever for the first week, and then just eased into it, and it was just amazing, man. So then for the first week of being at Tamara's in Barcelona, I was like, well, I'm gonna, you know, obviously I want to explore and take myself away and see stuff, but for the first bit I want to just enjoy the beach for a bit, get a bit of sun on my body. And Barcelona Beach is kind of one of these beaches where there's lots of merchants going up and down. They're either trying to sell you kind of cocktails or towels or, you know, henna tattoos, and it might surprise you to hear I wasn't in the market for any of the above.
Oh no, what a shame.
So I could see on the far right of the beach was much quieter, and the merchants didn't really go down that way. So I was like, ah, that's perfect, I'm going to go down there. And I set up, put my towel out, put my headphones in, happy as Larry. And about half an hour later, I think I was reading, and I just looked up, and this guy was giving me a really weird look. And I realised it's because I was invading the space of the nudists, because they had their end of the beach, and there I was with my shorts on, while all of them were kind of enjoying the freedom of being completely...
So what happens then? Do you whip off the shorts or do you move?
No, I did not whip off the shorts, because I was just like, all it takes is one chump to recognise me. If person goes, oh, look, there's Jeff over there, and he's got his kit off, that's not good news.
It'll
for
be
me.
The new Justin Bieber photo.
Yeah, exactly from... that. But I think now I just kind of, I said to myself, do you know what? The beach is free. If he wants to have his kit off, that's fine. I'm going to keep my pants
wet. Yeah, there's no line. It's not like, is it clearly marked, or is it just the nudists have taken
over?
No,
other than the fact that I think other people would pay attention to the fact that the 30 people around them had no kit on. I think I was just in my own little world and didn't acknowledge that.
Your new single called Paradise, it's properly uplifting. Light don't matter now. Tell me about how the track Paradise came about.
Paradise is just... I love it, and it kind of... There was a point on the first record where we were on the west coast of America. By this point, we've ditched the white van, and we have tour buses that kind of have 16 beds on them.
Ooh, promoted.
Like little bunks. What happens is, once one of you gets ill on the bus, there's a tendency that travels round, and you fall like flies, and each morning another crew member
just knocks
their head out of the curtain and goes, oh! And that's exactly what happened. Absolutely all of us were just useless, and I was in my bunk feeling particularly sorry for myself, and I couldn't stop singing the melody. I didn't have words, but just the kind of da 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 da, that whole thing, and the idea of the call and response. which is now the, you know, my love, my love, my lover, lover, lover. I just couldn't stop singing it. Left it months, but, you know, I didn't think about it and then came back to it and just wrote the rest of the song.
I love the fact that Paradise, a song called Paradise, originally came from being on a tour bus full of sick people. It's like the ultimate contrast.
It's a song not necessarily about a particular relationship, but more just the effect that love has on your psyche.
George Ezra is hanging out on the show this evening. We'll hit play on your new single Paradise right after the song that basically started it all, really. It's Budapest on KMFM.
Miles in Budapest, no.
George Ezra, Budapest on the hit list on KMFM Thursday night. You're listening to Glenn Scott, and George is hanging out on the show this evening. Now, we need to talk about your Twitter, because a lot of people got to know you through your Twitter.
Me. When someone says that, I feel
Wait. It's like an amazing unlimited stream of consciousness. We need to talk about Jeff. You obviously referred to yourself as Jeff earlier. A lot of people have a lot of questions. Is this like your Beyonce Sasha Fierce?
It's probably a touch less glamorous. It's more right. So when I started out, I was about 18, 19. I started doing gigs, mostly, you know, in the west of England, and then it kind of grows slowly and different publications start writing about you, or DJs and things like that start talking about you. And we noticed that when they spoke about me, I'd be any age between kind of 16 and 26. I'd come from any town that began with B. And yeah, every time that a report came through, because obviously it's very, the main thing is it's very nice to be spoken about, you know, in that context, but we would always say that that was a Jeff review whenever they got something wrong. That was Jeff, not George. And it just stuck, and I love blaming stuff on Jeff.
Yeah, so now it's become the Jeff, Jeff alter ego. Yeah, exactly. And on that note, you said you're always a bit wary about talking about Twitter, and you're always a bit scared. So what I've done is I've got some of your tweets, and I want to play a game of George or Jeff. And basically, I'm going to read out a tweet. You have to say whether it was actually you or whether it's a fake tweet, whether it was Jeff. You ready?
Okay, nice.
Let's start with, I've been sending positive emails and random nudes to myself all day.
That's George. Is it?
Yes, that is correct.
That stinks of one of my tweets.
Your next one, I miss Zane.
I think that's George.
That's a Jeff.
Oh.
That's a secret Jeff tweet. Your next one, what a wonderful hat.
Jeff.
That is definitely a Jeff tweet. Okay, your next one. This is my Ed Balls moment.
That's George.
That is George.
I remember doing that.
Your next one. When is Chico time?
That's George.
That's a Jeff. Your next one. I swear George Ezra is so annoying on Twitter, I'm going to unfollow.
That's George.
That's becoming very self-aware at that moment.
Yeah.
And your final one. I think this is probably my favourite one that either I've made up or you've tweeted. Got my lucky thong on.
Now this is, I'm in a situation here because I really want to say that that's Jeff, but I think it's George.
That was 100% you.
God! Oh,
I mean,
man.
George or Jeff has been. To be fair, I think you've got more than 50%. I'm going to be honest, I wasn't counting as I went along.
But I'm going to go and dig out that thong tweet and give it a retweet later on. I'm going to search it now. I hope that I'd love it if it's not just me that's tweeted this. The 29th of the 3rd, 2015, I'm retweeting that.
George Ezra, got my lucky thong on. And on that note, now that you've got
right,
your lucky thong on.
Check out my Twitter, that's at the top of my feed now.
It's all you need in life. And on that note, now that you've got your lucky thong on, we're going to hit play on Paradise on KMFM. Thank you so much for hanging out on the show.
Not at all, thank you for having me.
And can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is George Ezra, and the next song that you're about to hear is my brand new single, and it's a song called Paradise, and I hope you enjoy it.
My love, my lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you.